All right, so we're here. I'm Dan, and you're
Krista.
How do you spell that?
With a CH.
And a Y.
No.
Anyways, Halloween just passed us up.
Yep.
What do you think about it?
I thought it was scary.
What was the scariest part of Halloween?
Your pumpkin umbrella. Umbrella pumpkin.
I carved a pumpkin and decided to stray from the beaten path. And not carve a stupid couple triangles and a jaggedy mouth in my pumpkin. Like someone I know.
My mouth was not jaggedy.
Well, it was so boring. And so I carved an umbrella.
Right.
And a lightning bolt.
And it was terrifying.
And a cloud and some raindrops to remind trick-or-treaters that you should
rain
use
does fall.
That you should use an umbrella.
In the weather and in life.
And condoms.
Condoms.
Raincoats, right? That's what they call them?
Raincoats.
Jimmy John's?
Did you say condoms?
Anyway, so...
So now it's November.
But, so how was Halloween?
Oh. It was like I said, scary. And it was fun.
What did you dress up as?
It was a disco ball.
What are your regrets about it?
Oh, I just don't... I think I had the pattern right. Like, the texture of my costume was sequins.
Not the depth.
But I don't think I really embodied a disco ball as much as I had hoped.
Would you advise other possible disco ballers out there?
I would say the more sequins, the better.
Okay. But you had a lot of sequins, and you still weren't satisfied,
right,
so maybe...
I think maybe, like, my headpiece, it should have been a ball.
Instead of nothing.
Right. Uh-huh. So, but
I still
mean,
think you look dazzling.
Well,
on the record.
Thank you, sir.
Let the record show.
Let the record show that the other scary part of my Halloween was your face.
Yeah.
When you painted it like a mime.
Yeah, I was a mime who was down on his luck and had to become a hobo in these oh-so-tough economic times.
Right.
Because miming's not easy, and to be fair, my character didn't go to have any formal mime training. He didn't go to the Juilliard School of Mime Arts,
no,
you know.
No,
he didn't do any of that. He didn't go. He didn't get a correspondence degree in miming. I mean, he was poor.
How many people did you tell this story last night when we were at the party?
A lot.
Yeah.
And like, he didn't have any real background in miming. It's sort of something he just jumped into. So, it obviously didn't work out for him. He got a couple gigs with some birthday parties and bar mitzvahs, you know. Here and there, but was anything to...
How did you like not talking all night?
Well, no, I talked because I was a failed mime.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, you weren't listening to me all night long.
Sorry.
But then I got to wear some suspenders, and I was
a
hobo.
Yes, you look great in suspenders.
I put some patches in my costume, and I got more compliments than anyone else I know.
Halloween also taught me that Dan can't sew.
Halloween also taught me that... Krista can't do a lot of things, like have a soul,
right,
or a heart,
right,
or warmth at all,
right,
or any emotions that aren't consisting of beating someone else down.
I also learned that a cunt's favorite kind of music is
country
music. That's a lesson I learned on Halloween.
Yeah. So all in all, I say it was an A+. Well,
I'd give it a B.
You're a tough grader. What's the curve on that?
20%.
Oh, wow. So there are a couple 60%ers in there, huh?
Yeah, some people.
Mostly.
Bad costumes, Davos.
Oh, yeah, someone dressed up as their job. That's like a policeman dressing up as a...
And they were a waiter.
A waiter. I don't care. Sucked. Halloween.